I'm Denzel DR.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify, okay? What's good, girl?
Hey, girl. We're back. We're back from out of the country. You know what I mean?
I know, right? How you feeling, girl?
Girl, I feel very good. Girl, let me tell you something, girl. That flight is long, girl.
Hey, London to Paris is...
But hold on, pause. Girl, I watched the movie, girl. Damn, bitch.
Which one?
Missing Girl. Wow. Wow, what a twist, girl.
You actually watched it?
I watched it on the plane. I watched the plane because I was like, okay, you said Netflix. I was like, oh, fuck, you already download it. And I said, oh, okay, let me give it a try, girl.
Girl!
Yeah, that was a good one, girl.
Girl, I'm telling you, when it comes to show and TV, whatever recommendations, bitch, I'm your girl.
You do know.
Missing is actually really good.
That was a very good movie.
It's crazy that I had to go to Netflix for people to actually see it. Because it wasn't given movie, though.
It wasn't.
Like, that's not the type of movie I would go to theaters to see.
Mm-mm. Because didn't they try to do that with that last... We saw that in theaters, did we not?
The other one, right?
The other one. Yeah, I think it was called Missing, right?
No, it's probably Searching.
I think it was. And it was cute. It was whatever, but also I will say, I'm sorry. I told you, I don't like movies filmed like that, girl. I need for you to literally pull the camera out of the computer, girl. Like, I don't want to mess around.
You hate when it's like filmed from the webcam?
Girl, it's like filmed from the webcam, girl. Like, oh, she's typing. I said, girl, hold on, girl. I want to see like an actual
Ricky,
scene.
You need to get with the fucking program.
You know how my mind works.
You're so slow, girl. You need to... Speed up, girl. Yes, girl.
Wait, hold on, man. Girl, too much to read, girl. I said, okay, so, girl, that movie was such a twist, girl. I said, wow.
Bitch, it kept twisting and twisting and turning turning, right?
But there's one thing I didn't understand. What? No spoiler, girl. So he hired...
You can spoil your bitch. You should have been around.
So he hired Kevin, right?
Who hired
to do
Kevin?
That?
Yeah.
The father.
Yeah.
He hired Kevin.
To
date the mother. Where the fuck did he go?
Kevin died.
How did Kevin die?
Girl, he got shot by the police.
Oh, they shot him?
On the roof.
Oh! But he was a con artist, right?
He used to be a con artist, but he wasn't a con artist anymore.
Okay. Yes. But he never loved her mama.
I think he did. He truly did.
Fuck, girl. So how did that... There was so much... Girl, I was like, try... Girl, I was rewind. I said, wait a minute, girl. You know me, girl. I'm like, girl, you know I can never catch anything like that, though, girl.
That was a good ass.
That was a good movie, girl. Yeah, that was a good recommendation. Thank you for that, girl. So watch Missing, girl, with our girl, Miss Stormy. It's an Annihilate them, right? No.
Nia Long.
Nia Long. Sorry, girl. They are sisters, right?
No, that's Samore.
Oh, girl, you see me, girl.
No pop culture. Oh my God, yeah, so we're back from London. We went to London. Did you see I have my Renaissance outfit?
Yes, check my technique.
She's not dry cleaning anything because this is like what Beyonce saw me in its truest form. This is where I hugged her. This is where, you know, we had brunch with Beyonce.
Dinner with Beyonce.
Imagine.
Drinks with Beyonce.
Which I think when I landed my flight, like the flight attendants was being like so nice to me, like extra nice. And I think it's because I had a dream that I was hanging out with Beyonce. You know, I'd be talking about sleep, bitch. And I think they was probably looking at me like I had something going on. Because I woke up from the dream so happy, like, oh my God, Beyonce, yes. I had a dream that I was there, Beyonce. She had picked me up from the crowd. We just went to go get drinks. And I was like, oh, okay.
Could I talk you to sleep?
Girl, you know me, I was talking about sleep. I was like, oh my God, Beyonce, like, bitch, oh my God. I knew for a fact I was doing that because the radio was looking at me and I woke up and was like, is everything fine? Do you want, I'm like, I had to be.
You
like,
do talk your sleep,
I
bitch.
Do talk about sleep, bitch. If it's a real dream, like, I feel like I'm actually there, like, if it's an out-of-body experience, I'm going
to
give it to you, girl.
Girl, you do. I did grow up in Coachella, girl. We were literally going to a party and Denzel was sleeping in the car and he said,
girl, if it's a real experience, and I felt like that's what I walked. She was like, oh my God, was it flight nice? I was like, yes, everything. Just, oh my God, yes.
That's
like,
you a Delulu.
Yeah, he was like, I was crazy, bitch. I'm like, they were nice, but it was being too nice.
Yeah, girl, they said she's delusional.
Yeah, so we are back from London.
We're back, girl. That's what's our stage. You know, this episode is all about London.
It's all about London.
Bitch, London is a place to me, girl. I wouldn't live London so bad, girl.
Living in London, I would be depressed. The roads are small. It's always gray. They ain't shit to do. Everybody got a job.
Everyone has a job that day.
Like a job.
Everyone has a job.
And which is fine, but it's just like, we're just so used to like our friends like
being out all the time.
You know, okay, bitch, what you doing Tuesday?
Yeah.
Over there, like, even like we party our friends, it's like, no, girl, I got work in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a, you know what I'm trying to say? Which yeah. is like not a bad thing, but it's just like so
It's
weird.
So different.
It's so different.
It's like when I went to, so in London, like I have a friend out there who loves going to like raves and stuff. So I went to a rave with him and I was talking to all his friends. They all have professional like, jobs. A music composer, a director.
They all have jobs.
They all have jobs. Yeah. They have to get up a real estate agent. Like, they all have jobs, but yet they still party, which I honestly respect it.
Yeah.
I said, fat girl, you can mess up and get crazy all night long and go to work that morning, girl. Couldn't be me, Joe.
Yeah, but I was just trying to say, what would we do? We would just have, like,
do I be bored as fuck,
Joe? Give all babes, I get out of work at 5.
So I'm like, okay.
But damn, bitch, I have to lay back. You know what I'm trying to say?
I feel like that's like some time that you can mess around and do your own thing.
There's nothing in London to do but go to Selfridge shop, girl. There's no fun
there. There is some fun there. Like, there's some fun thing that we could do, like, okay, like go to the gym. That's one thing. You know, explore the city, learn the culture. That's what I feel like we live in LA, girl. There's culture here, but not like culture out there. Like, you know, I want to go to like a museum, something more amazing. Girl, they got LACMA out here, bitch. That's so
they
boring.
Have LACMA. They
boring. Boring. The Getty. Boring.
You have a lot of stuff here.
Not really. Not like how London, girl. Like, you have the
I feel
full...
like it's very much so the grass is greener on the other side, bitch. It's just because you're not from there.
No. I feel like, no, there is more culture there. In London, bitch, you have the fucking royal family.
I know,
but I'm saying, like, but that is history. Yeah, so that is history. We don't have anything like that in LA.
We have presidents. Barack Obama. That's our history.
Does he live in LA?
Huh?
Do you live in LA?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But you go past Buckingham Palace. London has culture, but it's not given anything that I'll move there for, bitch. It's just not fab. And then the going out scene is not really it either.
For you?
I'm sorry. At one point, y'all gonna have to start getting tired of those gay raves and those sex parties. I'm sorry. That's not what I come to London for.
No. I don't go to them all the time.
Every time you're there.
Girl, I don't go to them all the time.
Every time you're there. I'm sorry.
And first of all, let's mess around and exit a sex rave, girl. This was not a gay thing. It was giving girls and men. They were all there. There was girls there in line.
There's always girls in the gay situation.
No. Not like that. I've never... Like, a gay rave in LA, it's always giving... Only men. There's on the fire. Only men.
There's a little bit of girls here, but in London gives more.
When I went to Adonis, but it was literally. Yeah, I was a girl.
I'm not into those.
I know you're not into those. You're not.
All predominantly white. There's only a few token black boys in there, and it doesn't look cute. It's just not it. It's just I just can't.
Other people can't go. I feel like with me, I feel like I have a great time.
I have fun.
Huh?
You feel at home.
Just didn't tell. Shut the fuck
it's
up.
Your calling.
I don't. Shut the fuck
you
up.
Feel at home.
Shut the fuck up.
When y'all went to Box Park, I said, "Oh, this is so Denzel's vibe." Why? Because it was black people there.
No, you know, bitch. I said it was your vibe. Denzel, watch it. Girl, I'm getting sick and tired. I'm getting sick and tired. I'm getting sick and tired. I'm getting sick and tired.
Take Benadryl.
You always mess around. I'm sick and tired of you, bitch. This girl over here really messes around. Girl, that was not.
First thing I say, y'all don't know what y'all said. I said, oh my God. Y'all was like, oh, it's so ghetto here. This is so your type of scene. Why? Because it's ghetto?
Denzel, I never said it was ghetto.
I didn't say it was ghetto. You said it was ghetto.
Denzel, you know what I fucking said to you? Girl, shut the fuck up. Because you know what I said to you? I said, Denzel, this is your type of vibe, Denzel, because you're playing African Jamaican music and there's nothing but niggas here. And what'd you say?
You said this was ghetto.
No, I didn't. I said it was hood.
This is so ghetto.
I said this is hood. I said, girl, this is your vibe, bitch.
Urban.
Denzel.
I like the place for diversity. I hate
Denzel. No, you don't.
What diversity?
No, you don't.
A place diversity looks to me is black, white, Asian, Latinas, what you call it? Hindi people. I like shit like that. I do.
For real.
Just because I don't like going to predominantly white spaces, I'm sorry, because I don't like the way I get looked.
They're not always predominantly white, girl. They're mostly gay parties.
All the gay raves are predominantly white.
When Denzel goes out, I'm sorry, where the niggas at? Where the niggas? Where they at? Because that's what I'm looking for, girl. That's where the niggas at.
I don't do that, Denzel.
I'm gonna start recording today, girl.
Because
I feel like we get on the podcast, you mess around, and say like, "Girl, no."
All I'm saying in London, I don't mind going to those parties. I'll do it for an hour, 2 hours.
It's fine.
Not getting there, go there from 10 to 6 or 7.
But can we mess around and listen to the table? Don't mess around and tell me that I should say, "Oh, you need to be here because it's hood again." Because Denzel, it's what comes out of your mouth. That's the reason why I like it. You go places, and that's the energy you want. Yes, you do. You go everywhere, and that's what you want. You want to go to Toronto. For the niggas.
No.
You want to go to this party.
No.
For the niggas.
I like urban places. Yes, I do like them when they're also diverse. I can't do from 10 to 6 to 7 a.m. I'm sorry. I need Afrobeats. I need Jamaican music. I need music that I know. I do not need Just Beats. When I tried it, I went to that party. What was that party?
I told you, Philly, you not like party? It. I told you, you not like that. God. I told you, that's such a vibe.
Oh,
you have
my
a vibe.
God.
That's I'm it. Like, that's just accept not it, girl.
Not, no, I
but me, for me personally, I love house music. I love the Untu's music, whatever.
I love house music. That's not, if you that was not house music.
That was Untu.
That's not house music. The, I like, I could do a house, a house music is fab. I could do a house music. The Untu, stuff that I don't know, I just not it,
but
girl.
can you just please admit that those are the rooms you love being. That's what? It. You love to be around the rooms that are like predominantly.
I like, no, yes. I don't like to be in predominantly black spaces. There's no, I mean, I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying when I go out, that's not what I look for. You know, I don't do predominantly black spaces. That's how I got robbed. But you know how I feel about shit like that, girl.
Yeah.
So I'm not, no, I like a place with diversity. Diversity as far as we could go to, like, that's why I love Miami. Miami's a perfect place, bitch. We have the Cubans, we have the Dominicans,
Denzel,
we have the Puerto Ricans.
Look at the place then that you take us to, though, Denzel.
What place?
The place you take us to are predominantly what I said that Box what? Park was.
No, girl.
Yes, it is. Denzel, every place I've been there with you, it's been that. Afrobeats, Jamaican music, and all around niggas. That's what it is.
Girl, you're not hearing me.
I am hearing you. No, I want you to take me to a diversity place, Denzel.
You've been to diversity
with you?
Places. Yes, you have.
Denzel, are you serious?
Yes.
Girl, to each his own, because everywhere I've been with Denzel, it's been predominantly black places, which is fine. We love it, but I'm just saying you can't mess
do
with
you.
I do love it, because you know I do. I love it, but I'm trying to tell you, Denzel, you can't mess around and say, I love places good at diversity, because girl, if you were, we would go to different places. Every place we go
we
to together.
We do go to different places.
No, we don't, Denzel.
It's either black or white when it comes to situations. Like, you go to your Adonis's and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and then I go to what I go to. But what me and Ziggy or where we go to is diversity.
Oh my God, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's
yes,
not.
It is. We've never
it's
been
never
to
not.
All black
guys,
space.
It's never not. You guys,
we've never been to
you
all
guys,
black space.
Houston.
What's Houston?
Houston.
Oh, that was predominantly.
Okay, Bloop, Atlanta. Okay. Girl, Denzel, you put me in these situations. What are you talking about?
You never been to Atlanta with
yes,
me.
Yes, I have. What are you talking about? I've been in Atlanta with you twice.
You only been to Atlanta with me once.
Twice.
We didn't go out twice. Oh,
twice.
We did go out twice.
Yes.
The first time we went was to Queen's party.
Twice. Yeah.
And then we went for that.
Yeah, whatever. Where did we go for the second time? Denzel, you can't. That's what I say. Denzel, you're not a diverse person.
I am diverse.
I would love.
I am diverse.
Okay.
I'm from
the
New York.
Next
I'm a diverse
place we go
type
out,
of bitch. I'm a diverse type of bitch.
The
you
next
can't say I'm not diverse, bitch. I love all cultures. You cannot say that.
The next place we go out, Denzel, I want to see you give out what you give.
Yes,
that's it. Because, you know, it's fine.
Girl.
It's fine.
Girl.
It's fine. Denzel,
no.
It is true.
No.
You love that.
No, I don't have a problem with it. But I'm saying, what I've taken to, we've been around all types of people. POC is what I call diversity.
Yes.
POC is diversity. White is not diversity.
It's not even just white, girl. It's not giving just white. It's not giving just white.
When I went to that Adonis thing, it was nothing but white people, and I only saw three black people.
I told you. Denzel, inside of Adonis, girl, I'm trying to say, inside of Adonis, girl, there was a lot of black people there.
Wow.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you, girl, when I went to inside.
You have half caste.
No. There were a lot of dark skin boys in there, because I was very surprised.
I only saw one black boy in your story.
There was outside.
With the curly hair.
Who?
I don't know. He was black.
I didn't post that I was at Adonis.
Oh, that was probably
D posted
that's
Adonis.
It, girl.
No,
it
girl, I, those are his
stingy.
Friends. Those are a lot of the people. But
it's
I'm just
fine.
Saying, like, when you
I don't,
but
yeah.
when you say mostly diverse, I'm just saying, like,
I
girl,
mean POC.
Yeah.
When I say diverse,
okay.
POC. That's POC is diversity.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, girl, when we go out, girl, I'm trying to say, when you mess around and said that, oh, that's how your vibe, Denzel, what that was, it's mostly where me and you go.
I didn't like how it was, oh, it's hood. This is your vibe.
Denzel,
said,
okay, that's what we talk.
Hood.
What are you talking
girl,
about?
I
that's
said,
what you say.
See me, girl? No, girl.
Are you serious?
You know,
okay, well, to each zone, girl.
You know I don't do hood places. I can't do hood places.
It's not, but that's not what I'm saying, girl. I'm saying, girl, these are where the hood
it's
niggas
giving,
are
it's
at.
Giving very Candy, girl. Very Courtney.
Oh.
It's giving, you're being Courtney, girl. So I bring the hood out?
I'm not bringing hood. I'm just saying,
anyways,
girl.
But anyways, yes, I don't mind going
you
to get things, but
like
I,
that.
Yeah.
This is fine, though. That's fine. Yeah. I feel like with me, the only reason why I like it, because it's a man. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I guess.
And then that's what I'm trying to tell you. And this is why I enjoy it. Because I feel like when I go to a place like Adonis, I feel like I am a piece of meat out there. When I go to places with you, girl, you and Ziggy and all y'all, get catcalled, whatever, I get nothing.
I never get
and
catcalled.
The ones that mess around and want to talk to me, y'all laugh about this. Oh, Lord,
I'm,
Ricky, there you go.
First of all, I never
Denzel,
got catcalled.
Denzel, you
catcalled.
Do. Just accept it.
Ricky, I do not get catcalled. That's
you get catcalled, you get approached. Damn, what's your name? Whatever. That's what I'm saying.
That's in all spaces, though.
Okay,
matter.
But I'm saying, but girl, I'm, when yeah. when I went to Adonis, girl, I was like, oh my God, bitch, I feel so good here. I'm like, damn, girl, I'm an attractive people putting me here, there. Yes, there was, mostly of them were white, but it
all
felt good to feel like.
Feel weird in those spaces?
Huh? No, I don't. I don't feel relaxed. Because, I mean, how I was raised. I mean, I was raised mostly around, like, white people. I don't feel, like, comfortable at all.
I don't feel comfortable. I just feel like I'm being looked at.
I don't feel good. I feel when I go up there, it's like, oh, my God. Like, damn, you look so good. Blah, blah, blah. I feel like I never get that when we go to the places that, you know, you love to go to. I never get that. It's like getting stared at or looked at me wrong. It is, girl. Yes. You can't feel until it happens to you. I was trying to tell you. That's how I feel. We go places like that, girl. I told you, girl. Atlanta, girl. I felt, like, uncomfortable a little bit or whatever. I felt like my outfit wasn't fitting, you know, the vibe or whatever. I felt wrong. And I felt, I don't know. That's how I feel a lot of the times.
No, I didn't. Girl, bye. Anyways, so as far as London, yeah. I like going to clubs with all types of people, like...
Yeah.
When I say all types of people, who
POC.
I'm talking about sexuality too. Oh. I don't like just going to just straight gay parties. Like, I feel like everyone goes to a gay party, the objective is to fuck. The girls can't go there to have a good time.
No, I talked about them a lot yesterday. I was like,
a lot of people just
go. I know, that's
the girls just go there to catch their nuts.
They do, girl. And that's not my vibe.
Because even too, when we went to, let's say we went to sex, oh my God, this is a straight party. I was like, yeah, this is a straight party. He said, oh, this is like a straight situation. I was like, yeah.
I mean, I love a straight situation.
I get it. It's good to have a safe space for the gays, but maybe I'm just different. I just don't like just going to an all gay party. Yeah. Like everyone's trying to, I think it's, you know what it is with me? The girls love to touch. That's why I don't go. Do not touch me. I do not care if you like the same thing. Do not touch me unless I'm gonna be touched. Like, it's not even given. And it's really sexual harassment if you're ugly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, girl, if it's ugly, it's gross.
But you know what I'm saying? That's the main
objective.
That's
the
main objective.
I love it.
That's to say, London has a lot of things like that. But yes, I like neutral situations.
Yeah. I love it because, like,
I could do an all white straight party. I love those. I could do those.
Yeah.
I could do those.
Yeah, girl.
The girls know their limits. I'm on my side and their side.
That's
fine.
It. That's it, girl. That's nothing wrong with that, girl. Some people don't like PDA, and that's perfectly fine. Some people, into it, bitch. I will say, I feel like I love those places because I feel like, damn, I feel like it's always like a game. Like I told you, girl, that fine ass Asian boy, girl. I was so happy I got him, girl. Oh. He just kept staring at me. It's like, okay, he's looking at me. Like, what's the tea? He kept looking at me. I was like, what? He's like, I think you are so attractive. I said, thank you. He was like, I'm bisexual and all I know about is pussy. I said, well, get to know this. He started making out. I loved it, girl. I loved it. It was hot.
That's cute.
Take off my clothes.
It sounds so good. I'm like... Yeah, girl.
I love it, girl. I'm a type of girl, like, I love to make out in clubs, but girl, I hardly go home with a boy. Honestly, truly. I hardly do. Yo, girl, you know me, girl. I tell you, every single time I get down to get down, I was calling Zell right after.
Yeah, you don't have to go to home. Things are being done, though, in that
place. Not in that place, girl.
You get up in the dark room?
I couldn't make it to the dark room, girl. The dark room, the line,
so you
girl.
Didn't do nothing sexual there?
At the rave. I did do a little something. It wasn't me, girl.
I was getting pleased. She'd had her litter licked.
Oh my God, wait, Paul, I've been thinking about this, girl. I need to stop doing this. Like, I feel like people think that I am transitioning.
Why?
Because I always call myself she.
I don't think no one thinks you're transitioning. Girl to me is a universal.
Yeah, I would have said it. I call myself girl.
I call straight boys girl. I'm like, girl, I call everybody girl. Yeah. I call my mom girl.
Somebody online was like, oh.
It's too much.
You said, oh my God, are you transitioning? Because you keep identifying yourself as she. I was like, no.
I can call myself she and I get very much she. It
period.
Don't matter.
I'm a man, but I love since she. Like, I say, like, I be calling my pussy everything. It's just
I don't do that.
I say, oh, my cat is purring. Like, no, or like, oh my God, my panties. I say shit like that. It's a joke.
I know, but stuff like that would be like cringing me. Like, even like if I'm talking to a boy, he'd be like, yeah, your pussy.
Ew.
Mm-mm.
Know what you're into.
If we're fucking, you can't mess up and say like, yeah, let me get that pussy. You can't do that. That's disgusting.
Like, know what you're getting into. Stop trying to make yourself think this is something that it's not. I hate that. Shit like that cringes me. I have a comedy. I call myself she.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like, girl, I am that bitch. Yeah. I am her. Yes. She is a vibe.
Yeah.
She is the moment.
I'm that bitch. I'm that
she
man.
Is a queen.
Yeah, I call myself she. Yeah, but
but it's a joke.
I call everybody girl. I call everyone she. But you know, now sometimes you need to call somebody, ooh, girl. I'm like, ooh.
Girl. Good memory, Miami girl.
I said, oh, girl. Ooh.
Girl, she clocked me, girl. I said, oh, my man. Sorry, girl. Bar- I can't help it,
bitch. Bitch, I'm sorry, girl. Cause that's how it be, bitch. I'm girl. Sorry. Girl's university boy, but you it better get your bitch or get left. I'm period. Sorry.
But what happened, girl? We used to say bitch all the time, but that is left my vocabulary.
I still say bitch though. I always cause bitch is like my bro. I still say bitch. When I say bitch, it's never in a derogatory way. Yeah. Like, I never say you're a bitch. I don't use it in that sense. I just say, oh bitch, I'm a bitch.
Like, yeah. I'm like girl, all my bad bitches. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It never
girl.
Gives like, oh fuck that bitch. I don't really say fuck that bitch.
I never said either.
Like fuck that bitch.
If you're gonna call me a bitch, I'm like, I don't find it offensive at all. I don't. You bitch.
I mean, you better put that in front of it. Thank you.
I know, thank you.
No, but bitch is never like, I don't know, I don't use it as a bad thing. Yeah. I've never seen it as a big a
girl,
bad
word. Girl, you're getting real mad, you're calling me out of my name. I'm like, oh, sorry, bitch.
I mean, you're a bad bitch.
See, I was gonna say, it's bad, girl.
No, I find it is a regular,
it's a regular thing, girl. It's like, yeah, it's like dude, like bro, whatever. I'm like, bitch, girl, sis, sister.
Yeah, bitch. I remember one time I called my mom by mistake. I said, ooh, I see it. I said, ooh.
Girl, me too, bitch.
I said, ooh. She said, you calling me a bitch in my language. I said, let's calm down, girl.
Oh, girl, I said, oh, my God. My mom gets up when I call her girl. She said, I feel like it's very disrespectful.
My mom, too. She was like, girl, but my mom cues me. I'm a yeah, girl. She's a yeah, girl.
Oh, that's cute.
My mom be key with me, girl.
I wish I could have that. My mom never want to key me, girl. No, my mom key with me. No, she's like, son.
No, she's so hip. My mom is so hip now. So
she's so fast.
She'll be saying, girl. So we went to London to see Beyonce.
Yeah, but also, girl, I went to Amsterdam. Mm. And let me tell y'all something. Amsterdam is not it, bitch. It's not it.
I wanted to go, but
that city's for the weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird over there. It's a very weird city. You know what?
How was your Amsterdam trip when you landed? You was only there for like a day, no?
I was there for a day. And it was very weird. Did I tell you what happened to my fucking bags, bitch?
You got lost?
No. So when I landed in Amsterdam, you knew the next day I went to London. So I had a full day there. How about Greg at the airport? I'm waiting, waiting, girl, my bag's not there. So I go up to the kiosk, girl. They say, actually, we're holding your bags till you leave.
To leave what?
To go to London. This is a layover for you. So I said, but I'm here for a full day. Your bags are locked down in the basement. So we can't do anything about it.
So how did you get
it? Oh, girl, I wait there. Girl, so you can get my bags today. And I said,
so I'm the way your travel agent booked it.
But why would you book it like that? I've never
it's
heard
cheaper
of
cheaper like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how it is on Skip tonight. Okay, if you go to New York, right? The flight they'll book you is LA to New York to Toronto, but you would get off in New York, but your bag's going to Toronto, bitch. So it's basically giving everyone sort of like a skipped flight. So it's basically like you have a long layover. So that's why they do not release your bags.
So that's why Ziggy always carries a carry on.
Girls always do carry, but you hit, bitch. Oh my God, when you do a carry on, girl, when you do a carry on, bitch, I happen to do once. I said, you know, let me try one of these. I was trying to save some money. And I said, let me try one of these like skip lag things. So I was like, I'm only gonna stay here for 2 days. Bitch, it was that flight. It was LA to New York to Canada, bitch. And then I had a carry on, so it was good. But then, bitch, the flight was too booked. So they was like, check the carry on, girl. I checked. She said, to Toronto? I said, excuse me? She said, the bags are going to your final destination, which is Toronto. I said, no, mine is New York. She said, oh, you got on one of those sites. You're stealing. You're a fraud. Your bags will be in Toronto. If you want your bags to get off to New York, you have to pay $1,500. I might as well just book the regular flight.
Girl, what? But is that really a scam?
I mean, I guess. It's not really a scam, but you're cheating the system.
That's actually fucking wrong. Why could you follow the fucking rules?
No, because they be doing that because you're cheating the system. They can't really override it because like they don't know if you're going to get off or not. But you're not supposed to get off, but you actually do get off.
Even if you have a full fucking day there?
Layovers be a day?
Bitch, who the fuck waiting in the airport for like, what, 20 hours?
Like, even like some flights to like Ghana. Like, my cousin would go do New York sometimes, Morocco, and I think Morocco to Ghana. Yeah, be in Morocco for a day.
And no luggage?
No, you have a carry-on. That's what girls have carry-ons, girl.
But girl, but you said it happens a lot. It's a full flight, so luggage be checked.
That be happening, girl. They check it to your final destination, whatever says it on there, girl. The girls just be trying to get it, but maybe that's how your flight.
Yeah, girl, I was pissed, girl. But I mean, after I got my luggage, though, I flew there, because I said, okay, we're going to London to go see Beyonce. So I was like, you know what I want to do? I really want to go to my friend's show, Maggie. Hey, girl. You know, I missed her show in LA, and I was like, this is Maggie's full, like, first headlining world tour. You know what I mean? Like, she is the main bitch. So I was like, I want to see it. So I flew to Amsterdam to go see her. She didn't believe I was actually going to be there. She said, why are you even in Amsterdam? I said, girl, I told you that I'm coming to you. She said, are you fucking serious? I said, yeah, bitch. I'm this type of friend. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So flew to go see my girl. She performed amazing. Like, she's so talented. I'm so proud of her. Because people, a lot of people don't know this, but me and Denzel have been there since the beginning, bitch.
You've been there before me?
Yeah, girl. I was there, girl. I was there since things, girl.
Bring it up all the time. Bring it up. You're not bringing it up now, girl.
Denzel, shut the fuck up. I was there since the beginning, girl. And I just really did make me so happy to see my best friend, like, you know, grow. Like, when I look at you, Immaculate, it makes me so proud. I was here when Noise started. I was here when her career started. I was very
happy. Girl, I was here when you started, too, girl.
Bitch, right.
You, a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You and Maggie will be my girls for the rest of my life. Because we've all been together since the beginning, girl. So, very amazing to see her. Amsterdam, not my cup of tea, bitch. No. Apparently, the more fun places are outside of Amsterdam. If you think I'm messed up and leaving that city to go outskirts.
Is this shit? That's how it is. Like, the outskirts, like. It's
but
like,
I'm not going to outskirts without you, girl. What can happen, girl?
I was going to go to Amsterdam. And I looked at it. I was like.
The men there are fine, though. They're tall.
They're tall.
But yeah, I met this dude out there, though. He was cute.
The one I met before?
Yeah. We've always had, like, a little type of moment or whatever, but, you know, it was cute. It was fun.
You guys did anything naughty?
Mm-hmm.
Any naughty? Yes? No?
We did something.
Damn, bitch, you don't rest. She don't rest.
Girl, it wasn't giving that, girl. We didn't, like, you yeah, know. I know. We didn't fuck, but we just had this stuff. It was cute. It was a vibe.
You are so in your
but,
era.
You know, I'm not, but you know what made me feel good? When I was messing with him, you know, he really told me about myself. He was like, you know, you're really honestly an amazing person. And I know that, but I just love hearing it from people. He was like, the way you are out and you talk to people and, like, you make sure that you want the room to feel good, that's amazing. I was like, yeah, I do. I'm like, every time I go, girl, I want to make sure everybody's well. Everybody's good, girl. Mm. This trip, girl, there was no drama. Not nothing, girl. Nothing.
Mm.
There was drama when?
There was no drama.
Ooh.
I think it was because he wasn't, like, too drunk.
No, girl, Beyonce, I was drunk.
Oh, you was. That's when we got into it. Outside, when we was leaving at the train station, you said Denzel, so I said, bitch, you started with me.
But that wasn't nothing, girl. I don't care.
And you that see, was girl, a real drama. That was a real drama.
You see how I got over? I was like, girl, I'm sorry, because I'm not fighting anymore, girl. I love my best friend so fucking much, girl. I'm not going to fight, girl. But girl, we had a fucking time. I feel like also London, girl, I didn't see you alive. I'm like, girl, where the fuck am I bitch at?
Because the first day, you went to go do your festivities.
I went to, I go to Adonis the first day?
No, because we were supposed to go. I went to go do dinner. Then you went to go eat with D. Then after that, that's when you went to Situation.
I didn't eat.
Oh, yeah, I just probably
went out. I ate in the hotel.
Y'all went during the day. Y'all went to Box Park.
Right, Box Park. And
y'all
then,
went to my house with the friends. And then, I didn't see you the first day.
Mm-mm, see the first day. And then
I was going to go. I was trying to link up shop. I was trying to do my other festivities, too.
Yeah.
And then go to
I was like, girl, you would love Box Park. Girl. I'm fine. Girl, I'm doing London, man.
Nothing to cute. I like... I'm in my Middle East like situation.
God.
I need someone from Pakistan, Afghanistan. I need someone from all the stands, bitch. I need someone from Yemen. I need
bitch,
Yemen, bitch, even India, bitch. Give me someone from Delhi. I need someone. I need that. And I'm sorry.
But they're pretty beards.
In London, it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'm so into it. So in London, what did I do? My first day there, I didn't do anything. My second day. Because we had like 2-3 days before we had Beyonce. And
yeah, then after Beyonce, it was our rest day. Oh, you had to.
Friday, Saturday.
You get. You got it before me.
I got here Thursday, but I didn't do nothing Thursday.
You didn't want to feel it.
I went out. Oh, well, yeah.
Girl, I knew you. I told you, girl, you would not like the place.
No, I like.
Because I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was cute, but it was just like. It's too much. God, I said,
I feel like with Denzel, it's like, girl, you know, all the guys walk around, no shirts on.
I don't mind that. I just don't.
They walk around with their jocks on.
I feel like I don't like getting approached by like by cute people.
Yeah.
When I get approached by someone that's
not cute, this is not it.
It's like it's a disrespect to me because like why would you think
that somebody like you wants somebody like you?
You know what I'm saying? But then again, I love the confidence.
Yeah, I love the girl.
But then again, I don't want to sound rude. I like it, but it's just too touchy, too feely.
Yeah.
I don't mind you trying to shoot your shot. Shoot your shot with words.
Yeah.
Don't start to rub. Don't start to da da da. That's even with me though too. Like if I'm trying to shoot my shot, I never touch first.
Yeah.
I always wait for the first move. You need to give me a...
Yeah.
You know, especially because I be talking to
you. Give me the eyes,
girl. Give me the eyes. Give me a little something. Give me a little something. Because I catch on shit quick. But it was cute. But I was just like, damn. I was like, where is the diversity? That's what I asked Ms. Z. I said, girl, when are...
He did not say he saw nothing but no lips.
No lips. White beings and...
Yeah.
That's it.
That's how I look.
It was... Honestly.
Does that
and
work?
I feel like because I'm tall, I'm big. I don't like that... fetishization, like people's like, I'm big, I'm black, okay, ooh, ooh.
Shut up.
No, this, I was very disgusted. And then it's me in London too, bitch. It's very hard to get drunk. I literally got drunk my last night when we was at the club. That was the first time I got drunk. Really? Every night I've been trying to get drunk. They be giving you water down, bitch. I said, let me get a double. The double is half of a single. Yeah. I don't know what type of tequila measures they be using.
But also in London, right. Girl, they never have tequila. They never. They it's never always have tequila.
But I was getting. I was trying to get fucked up there. They couldn't
get fucked up by Beyonce. Right, I mean, that gin didn't do nothing.
Gin didn't do anything.
The wine
didn't do nothing. It was nothing. Yeah. So,
we should really pre-game hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we did.
I did go to that. I went to the Renaissance party.
How was that?
It was like Legacy.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry.
It was basically
really.
It was, and there was a lot of people from like LA there, but then also too, the DJ was so good, bitch. Oh my bitch, just me dancing in the corner, girl, whining on the wall, girl, like it was a man, girl. Just breaking it down, girl.
It's pretty much where it, was
but,
it?
It was like right around the corner from Shoreditch House. Shoreditch House, girl. Fine. Okay, so I went to this Renaissance party and it was cute. It was like, you know, it was a Renaissance party. It was everything. I liked it. It was cute, but you know, even Legacy, I can't. You know, I don't even go to Legacy here. Uh-uh. So I went to the Connection party. It was good though because the music was, you know me, I love me some Bash. I love Jamaican music.
Yeah.
So it was playing a lot of like old Jamaican music, like old vibes. Like it was given. I love the music, love the vibes. But yeah, but that's me personally though, but all types of parties, I can't stay somewhere for too long.
Yeah.
It's given an hour. Now I was like, what's next? I can't do the same party for 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
I'm like, I see the same faces, no new people's coming in. And then fuck, it was hot as shit, bitch. It was hot in there, but it was amazing. I had fun. It was a good ass party. Mm-hmm. Loved the people there. It was cool. It was chill. I got approached there. If you're trying to approach me, try to shoot your shot, don't be rude.
Rude,
like rude humor. Like,
we talked about this. This turns us off, bitch.
Bitch, I was on the phone. He's like, get off the phone. I said, excuse. Don't know.
Okay.
He was like, get off the phone. I said, for what? He said, because you have a conversation. I said, with whom? He said, with me. I said, that's not cute.
Oh,
then he started interviewing me, and I'm like, okay, bet, I'm bored. Are you single? Yes. How long have you been single? My whole life. Have you ever been in a relationship? No. How do you know? You know, you met the one. That's because I've not met the one. He said, how do you know when you meet the one? I said, well, this is not the one. So I know. And then, like, you know, we should go back and forth. He was like, why is it because, you're looking for someone tall? He was shorter than me. I don't really care about height. Let me tell you something. I'm not too anal about height, but you need to be fine.
Yeah.
Sorry. But you know, like, I could talk to short boys, but you have to be fine. Boys I met are fine. Something needs to suffice for the height, the looks, and, you know, other things. You know what I'm saying? Something has to suffice, girl. I'm not shallow like that. Before I used to be like, I can't talk. I could talk to a short boy. Just, it's not giving 5'6". I could do a 5'7". If you 5'6", please wear boomed boots around me, bitch. Wear boots. Wear something.
I can't. But see, you could do that, girl.
I could do that. You're different.
I can't, girl. I can, girl, I was trying to dance with a short guy, girl, and the way he just kept saying, scoop down.
Punch your back in?
No, scoop, not, if I'm like on my stomach, then you put my back in. But I'm saying, if I'm dancing, like, I was trying to grind on homeboy, and he said, can you scoop down? Damn, bitch! Girl, my thighs, you hurt, girl. I ain't got manganese, girl.
Yeah, no.
So, girl, I need me a tall
my, no, I don't mind. I don't mind, sure, but I personally know for a fact, like, I cannot be in a relationship with someone who's, like, 5'8".
You can.
I can't.
You can't.
Personally, no.
You can or you can't?
I can't.
Girl, you know,
like, we could talk and stuff, but, like, I could do, we could work stuff, but me, I don't, like, I know myself, I cannot see myself, me being 6'5", with someone who's 5'8". Like, just walking around. It's getting very much so, like, they should be on my back. It's not getting back. You know? So, I don't like shit like that. It was cute. It was fun. People there were fine. But then after that, I was like, okay, Shoreditch House. I was like, you know, London has the most Soho houses in the world. There's, like, 10 Soho houses there. So I went to Shoreditch House. Mm-hmm. And damn, bitch. Now that's how every Soho house should be. Bitch.
Oh.
Bitch.
Oh.
It was everything. You had your gays, you had your straights, you had your in-betweens, you had your blacks, you had your whites, you had your Asians. It was a mixture. It was multicultural, bitch. Girl, if I want to go to the Middle East, girl, go over here, girl. If I want to go to Africa, girl, go over here, girl. If I want to go to Asia, girl, go around the corner, girl. It was given who do I want, girl.
Yeah,
and I was getting approached there. Hello.
I like that.
I was getting approached. You know, I love getting approached. You know, especially too, you know what I think? They really do appreciate my conversation always starts with my size. They be like, damn.
You're a big man.
That's how I be seeing big men too. I be like, they be big, bitch. Yeah. Right?
His name.
Yeah, you know? So I get the same situation. But no, it was good. The music, oh my gosh, the best. The best. I had the best time there. It was cute. And then also, too, the drinks there are way cheaper. Yeah. Like, I get me espresso martini for like 15 pounds, girl. Over here, it's like 30 pounds, girl.
For what?
$30, I'm sorry.
For what, though? I don't understand.
I don't know. Why so the drinks in London are very cheap.
Because they're so watered down.
That's what I think it is. Right? It That's is, how we take a shot. They be watered down.
Watered down, girl. Is that really true? Because I saw on this show that what they'll do is they'll put water actually in the bottles and then seal them back up.
I didn't know that.
I saw that. I was on the show and I was like, bitch, they actually do that?
Yeah.
Because, girl, I feel like in London, girl, you're right, girl. I feel like we weren't really drinking alcohol. The time I got drunk, that's why I mixed.
That's how I got drunk.
I had to mix.
To get drunk.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I got drunk. I said, bitch, if I have to get drunk, I have to mix, girl.
Mix it, girl.
I had a tequila then mixed with the vodka.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cute. It was fab. And I love it, too, because in that store house, they have a club, girls. So everybody's out here eating, drinking, playing pool, da da da. You go around the corner, and it's a dark club. It's a club, bitch. And everyone's just dancing.
I love that.
And there's a bar in there, too. It's a real fucking club. Amazing. People. And I just love London, because in London, it's like a melting pot.
Yeah.
Like, we want a place like that, it's like a melting pot.
Yeah. I feel like with London, also, they have like the best DJs out there, girl. They play the best music.
They fill the crowd.
Yeah, in LA,
I
girl.
I hear too much American music, which I love.
Look, in London, it's very big Afrobeats, and I love it. I love Afrobeats. I love my piano, girl. I love that.
I love it.
I love
it. It was a very cute time. It was very short.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry. I'll live in London for like 6 months, but it's given like I'm just leaving my bags here.
Yeah.
I would travel around Europe.
That's what I'm saying. That's my home base.
I can't stay. And if I lived in London, bitch, I would definitely be in a different country every week.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That'd be fun. Like, you know, we go to Barcelona, we go to different places. That's why I would love to live in London for that. And I also thought about it. I was like, I told my friends, like, I would definitely want to move here, but I feel like what I would do, I'd definitely do like a short residency there. That's it.
You and these residencies, what are you going
to
do?
There's a short one. Like, I'll do like a summer there. A cute 3 months, girl. A cute 3 months there, girl, where I can actually, I really want that backpacking moment. Like, I want to get to the point in my life
where I could do that. I can't do that right now. That's the type I want. Like, I need to get to the point in my life where I can do that.
Yeah.
I could be out for 3 months and not worry about work or stuff.
Yeah. See, I'm like, a lot of people don't have that type of life, girl. Unless you make that your business. But I'm sorry, I don't want to be a travel vlogger, girl. That's not for me.
I want to travel
all the time, girl, and post it. Sometimes, bitch, I want to go out and not post a damn thing. Yeah. Just have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, I want to experience. Like, I want us to do Berlin again, girl.
I would say I would never go to Berlin, but I'll actually try again.
We never got to really experience it, though. We were young. We didn't know what to do.
I'm sorry, but the racism was wild.
Yeah. I mean, not a big
I don't like racism. Different. Talk about racism. That shit happened to me in the airport in London, girl.
What happened?
Oh my gosh, girl.
You got racially profiled?
Oh my, bitch, I felt like Raven in that episode.
We don't hire black people.
It gave very much that.
We don't hire black people.
Okay, so I guess this is a cute little story time.
Yeah, before we get to the main story.
Yes. So basically, I was in the airport waiting for my flight. And I went to this Japanese restaurant. It was cute. And I remember when I get there, I already sense the vibes. This guy was just looking at me like crazy off the bat. And you know what it is, too? And I always say this. You know, bitch is going to talk to it. I hardly experience racism from white people. I only experience it from POC people.
Yep.
Me personally.
Not the same.
No one's white, really. I've never dealt with, like, white racism, personally, bitch. But I always deal with them with the POC, girl. Mm-hmm. So basically, everyone's sitting next to each other. It's like hibachi style. But like, you just grab it. And everyone's elbow together. And I'm like, bitch, I obviously can't fit there with my big ass bags. So I'm waiting. This table gets up. Okay, I'm waiting for that table. As soon as that table gets up, you have to wait 5 minutes. Okay. Then he sits here and puts reserved. Who puts reserved on an airport table? Who are you reserving it for?
Girl.
So then the other guy was like, okay, do you mind sharing a table with somebody? Someone wants to sit down. I'm like, no, I'm perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. The Asian guy. I think he already knew his coworker was like racist, like you don't like black people. So he's like, okay, let me wipe this down table for you so you can sit there because you're bigger, you need more room. I said, okay, perfect, thank you. So then he's like, okay, come sit here. And I was like, well, the other guy told me to sit here. And then the Asian guy came out. He was like, I told him to sit here, so he's sitting here. He's like, oh, okay, today's different. You know, we all like breaking the rules today. I said, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It was giving very much so that. Girl, he was like, give me 5 minutes. Girl, didn't even want to wipe down the table, girl. It's wasting his time. Who are you reserving this table for?
Nobody.
And I was like, you know what? It's so crazy because I always experience racism from like POC people. Always. Yeah. Always, bitch. They be the most racist. I remember one time I've experienced like racism from someone like white.
Paris.
Oh, okay.
Paris,
French.
Yes.
French.
Yeah. The French.
That's when I experienced racism.
Yeah. That's what in Berlin.
Yeah,
but that was
like
it.
In America though, like
yeah, no. Girl.
I said yeah, girl. I said oof, I felt so weird eating there, girl. After girl, I said oof, I felt so weird.
And you know what it is? It's like so weird I don't understand it.
I was like I should have eaten there, but yeah, I was like, I'm hungry.
So I'm gonna eat my food.
But I ate, but I kept ordering too, so he kept bringing me out my stuff.
Period. And you. That's how you reclaim your time,
girl.
Rawr.
I was so taken back, girl. I said, oh my god,
but it's fine,
I was
just though,
like,
girl.
Damn, bitch. Till this day, girl, people still be racist.
Girl, don't look like racism, girl. Like you know, I when I think about racism, whatever, girl, I'm just learn to literally never let it really get to me anymore. Cause I'm like, girl, you can't tell a grown person to change. You really can't. It's girl's wasting my
life. Oh, and we experienced it too with in Paris.
Yeah.
With the French, the older people in the restaurant.
Oh yeah. Other ones say we're booked. Mm-hmm. I was like, girl, you're not booked.
Oh, it was just talking.
Cause girl. I'm like, throw a piece of bread.
Girl, I'm sorry, the girls are so rude.
Girl, for so what? Well, I remember, girl, my outfit was very strange.
It's always your outfit. You always fuck up the dress code, girl. It's always your outfit.
It was an outfit, girl. My outfit was very, I was wearing like a cage, girl, with a crop top and everything, girl. It was very, girl.
It was the lady saying, you know what? It's Fashion Week. It's very diverse.
Yeah. He gave me like, what's happening here? Like, he's been here for like 40 years. He was like, why?
And she was the lady was like, well, they're regulars. Yeah, I said, oh.
Yeah, girl. She said he owns art or something. I said, oh, girl, whatever.
Yeah, but that's just so crazy that people are
saying it was so crazy. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, we're going to live through racism for the rest of our lives, girl. You know, hey. But we're getting to the main point of this story.
What is it?
Beyonce. Y'all, let me tell you something. I got all my friends taking to Beyonce because I said, let me tell you something right now. One thing about me, Miss Beyonce, these girls are not going to mess up and buy the tickets. They're not. They say, y'all,
that
whatever.
That is true.
Girl, you know what I'm saying?
I'm buying our tickets when we go to Houston now.
Yeah, but also with Denzel. Denzel's not a concert bitch. She's not. This girl does not care to see a show.
But I'll see y'all through my phone. Thank you.
That girl loves me. Blow up on the TV, girl. Watch here. You are not a concert
bitch. The only person I've ever spent coin to see was Rihanna.
That's it. Anytime Beyonce come to town, I'm about to say, I said, Denzel, we got to go.
Every time I've seen Beyonce, well, I've seen her twice at award shows, but two times I've been with you.
Yeah. You saw Beychella.
Oh, no.
I'm so, but Denzel, I'm actually so thankful for you for that moment because I'll forgive up.
Bitch, we was going to miss it.
I said, Denzel, I said,
Ricky, we have to go. It's Beyonce.
I said, girl, I just can't do it. I can't, girl. I can't. I'm going through so much. You said, bitch.
Sleeping on cots. Bitch. Yeah.
For Beyonce, so I'm really glad that happened.
Damn, bitch. That was history, girl.
History, bitch. I will never do that again, girl. But only for Beyonce, though. Only for Beyonce.
Beyonce. That's so crazy that I was pushing for us to see Beyonce.
You said, bitch, we got to. Bitch, we got
to. Beyonce.
Girl, I said, Denzel, we can't. The day of, I said, Denzel, I'm over. I'm not going to go. We have to be there. I don't know why. What it was this year, that year, we just
we did
were not
give
pressed.
A fuck about. We was just so much shit was going on. We was not caring. But I was like, bitch, when it was time to go, I said, girl, we have to go.
That happens us all the time, girl. We said we're not going to Coachella.
Oh, yeah, so three. So this is like my. Yeah, we always go. So this would be my. You probably saw it like seven times. You saw it two more times. This would be my. Yeah, this is my fifth time.
This time, because after Beychella, I said we got to go to On the Run too,
and then this one.
You said, oh yeah, so this one, yeah, girl. And I said I have to. I said,
Ricky bought us that our tickets to On the Run too, girl.
Yeah, girl. I said I'm not playing. I said I'm sorry, Denzel. I cannot miss Beyonce. So I bought my friend's tickets. I said, girl, we are going to see her, and bitch, we are not going to be in the stands, girl. We are going to see her in Club Renaissance, bitch. I showed it, girl. Bought the tickets February 22nd. I said, bitch, we are going to see Miss Beyonce in London.
But then when you bought them, time spun by so quick.
Right? I was like, bitch, I have to see Beyonce, Club Renaissance, girl, because the bitch is right now, girl. Club Renaissance is the best seat you can have for that show.
Don't get the Beehive B or the Beehive
A. Don't get on the stage, girl.
Don't get on the stage. Save your $5,000, girl, because you're going to walk right past you, girl.
Bitch, and the show is all in Club Renaissance.
The show is all in Club Renaissance.
Club Renaissance. I'll say, girl.
I mean, Beyonce will come to you when she, during the Dangerous
Eve. But she won't even go that far, though. She go halfway.
She tells her, y'all beautiful. She walks right back. Girl, y'all look so beautiful tonight. Don't see y'all, by the way.
Girl.
Y'all look so beautiful.
Girl, right?
Comes back on her piano with her train, and that's it, girl.
That's
it. Because Club Renaissance is the real party.
Bitch, she goes, hey, what's up, Club Renaissance?
No, Club Renaissance is like, you see it. You are standing up the whole time, but it didn't feel like we were standing up.
It didn't feel like it because we were dancing, you know, we were drunk, we're having a good time, there's a bar. It was so much fun, you guys. That was like literally one of the best concerts I think I've been to because I knew every single song and I've never been to a concert where an artist
I didn't know that one song.
Girl, which one? All Up In My Mind.
Yes, you know that.
She performed that too? I forgot she did, girl.
Yeah, that's the only song I know.
Girl, I love that song. All Up In Your Mind.
That was Lost.
I love that song, girl. I love that song, girl. I love it, girl. You didn't know Flaws and All, girl. I love Flaws and All.
I don't like that song.
That song means a lot to me. You accept me, Flaws and All. Love
I love
that
when
song.
You recite lyrics. You're so funny. Yeah, Flaws and All is cute, but like, you know me. I'm
you know 1+1.
Who doesn't?
Girl, she ate that up, girl.
You see,
I and like, I'm going down.
Bitch, it is $4,500 to see her at Club Renaissance here. I mean, the Club Renaissance in London, the tickets were like $1,200. Well, £950.
Yeah.
Like $1,200, mm-hmm. which is really good.
Yeah, I was like, girl, did she be at Club Renaissance, bitch?
Club Renaissance
and also,
there.
I was very nervous about Club Renaissance. Girl, we had so much fucking space, bitch, to move and dance. I was scared it was going to give mosh pit. And that's why I can't do mosh pit, girl. I can't. Because, girl, when we did it for Beyonce, for Beychella, girl, let me tell you something, girl. Denzel almost got into it with a girl. Can you please move out the way? We cannot see.
Bitch, what you want me to do? Move my fucking... I had a flat top. You want me to separate it, girl? And that's the thing. I'm so sorry. I said, girl, you have one more time.
Move! Move!
And it's like, I'm so sorry. If you see me at a concert, do not tell me to move, bitch. That's what the fucking Jumbotrons are for. Bitch, you want me to stand all the way in the back? You want me to say, I looked at her and I was like, girl.
He's like, I will spit on you, bitch.
Girl, it was crazy.
I can't. We didn't have that problem.
I thought I was going to have that problem. And ever since then, my response is, girl, you have left, you have right, you can go around me. I'm not moving for you. I don't give a fuck, bitch.
Period.
If that's you should have got a higher seat.
Girl, right.
I'm not moving for anybody.
You can't help with your height, bitch.
Girl, they be like, what are you like? Oh, man, I can't see. Grow, bitch, grow. What do you want me to do?
Period.
I don't know, but I don't get it. Sometimes I get it when it's like nowhere to go, but this is like, girl, I'm in the front for a reason, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Bitch, you paid good money to be here, so therefore, yeah, move.
Beyonce was amazing. We saw Honey, Our Girl, Miss Balenciaga.
I'm so proud of her.
That was so cute.
She was so happy to see us, bitch. I went too, bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell Beyonce got my two bitches down there, girl, watching me.
I know.
God love that
it's
girl.
It's crazy because I was there before she got it. Like, she told me she had the audition. I was like, bitch, you got this.
You got it.
Bitch, she's like, oh my God, I don't think I got it. It's just so crazy when you see like the audition process and you actually book the job. She's like, bitch, I booked it. I'm like, oh my God.
You're going to Beyonce. And that's all you need, bitch. That's all you need, bitch.
But that's a fab resume, girl.
Girl, thank you. Miss Beyonce, thank you.
No, Beyonce did really good.
She did amazing.
She did really good. She did amazing.
And bitch, you know.
Everybody was scared because, you know, her first show. I would have hated to go to her first show.
Bitch,
I would have to get my leg back, girl.
Girl, you know, I love it. The thing is with me, like, you know, when I see Beyonce each and every time, we're at the point now where you can see, like, you know moments when she's lip singing or whatever.
You think so?
Girl, her mic was on for this show. The whole time.
I was surprised.
Girl, I said, damn, Beyonce.
No, her mic was on.
On. That mic was on,
that's a
bitch.
Lot with the dancing.
Wow,
and
bitch. That's a true star. The talent.
No,
girl.
No. Her mic was on, bitch. I told you. I said, Ricky, her mic is on.
Her mic is on. I said, damn, bitch.
Her mic is on.
Because usually, like, when I see Beyonce, I'm like, okay, cute. Because people say, okay, when she do this, girl, she have a live track.
I've seen sometimes her lip singing, but
it
was not a lip sing.
Girl, you hear what she's like, oh, happy birthday. Oh, you look amazing. Oh.
You know it's not when she makes sure that you know that it's on in real time.
Bitch, hair. Girl, I was your dance, girl. I can hear it hit a leg, girl. I was like, yes, bitch, I can hear it, girl.
Blue did amazing too.
Blue did amazing. Blue said, I'm sick of Tati. I'll tell you I can't dance. But she kept there, girl.
I feel like it's just the girls need to, it's like acting. She has to get familiar with it.
Yeah. But it's perfectly fine. I think it's perfect. Look, Beyonce's getting better and better and better and better. She's having more fun, girl. I love it, you know.
Beyonce is having fun. You know, she's having fun when she does her little laughs. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she actually really
enjoys it. I think she's really enjoying this. I think she really is enjoying it. I know people are so mad about the visual thing. I think she really just cares
about the
visuals. I want to see visuals so bad. Yeah. I want to see it so bad. But
she films everything, so.
Yeah, since, you know, they're going to come out when they come out.
Yeah, because, you know, we be getting inside scoops of stuff.
Yeah, you know, because we're peers.
Yeah. Heavy. Okay.
Heavy appears, girl.
We be having, so we know all the ins and outs.
With that's
the
girls, girl.
When you girls argue and have where you think pieces and stuff, when we're in our group chat, we're knowing the real
tea. We know the real tea. Like, you know girl, they be telling us, NDA. I'm like, girl, fine, girl, whatever. But, you know, but we get it. And that's why I was like, girl, I did the concert when like, she was performing. Like, girl, I want to yell, Beyonce! So bad, but I was like, girl, that's my peer.
That's my peer. Bitch, what the fuck?
Girl, she know me, I know her. I don't know, girl. I'm sorry. I think like that now, girl. When I'm around like celebrities, girl, I can't act a fan anymore, girl. Because I'm like, girl, we here. You here, I'm here.
I'm glad it's taken years for you to get here.
Girl, right? Denzel always said, Ricky. Denzel's like, Ricky. Just shut. Because, girl, they won't invite us again, girl, if I act like a fan.
Yes. I'm like, girl, have some decorum. But yeah, that was London for y'all. Girl,
London was actually so much fun. I feel like that was literally one of my favorite trips, honestly, too. And I was just so happy to have, like, my best friends with me to see Beyonce. I went back to B-Day. That's my all-time favorite album. I'm like so happy I saw that album live, bitch. Yes, the fuck I did, girl. The B-Day experience, bitch. I was there, girl. Nosebleeds, bitch. Let me tell you something, girl. Nosebleeds. I was way up there, girl. Whoa! Look at me now. Yeah,
there was
floor.
People up there, like, there's people up there, because I was looking at videos of TikTok. I said, damn, bitch, we look mighty small, girl.
Girl, we looked up. I said, damn, bitch.
No. That, on the fifth night, that shit was packed.
Packed, bitch. I'm sorry, I couldn't sit all the way up there, girl. That gave me nauseous.
I couldn't have been over.
Girl, that made me nauseous, girl. I don't get. But we'll say with Beyonce, girl, that jumbo screen is enough. You can definitely see everything you want to see, but I want to actually see her, girl. I want to see her weave blow. So I'm going to be like, Beyonce! I want to say, girl, you remember me, girl? Club Renaissance, Paris, you know?
It was one moment I felt like we made eye contact because I'm big as shit, but that's it. It wasn't giving like she was spooked. I want her to be like,
girl, I was out like your outfit or something.
It was giving very much so. I said, okay.
Girl, right. Yes. Bitch.
I was like, I wanted to be like, we have Denzel in the house. I'm like, hi, y'all.
DeLulu, girl.
DeLulu, as fuck,
girl. Girl. That's always better for Beyonce, girl, because she's not going to call you out, girl. Unless you got your outfit on. That's it. She called out that girl, the one that the leotard on. She said, I like your outfit.
No, I love when she was doing stuff. She's like, oh my God, you're back again. Thank you. I love
that. That's cute. That gives personality.
I love that Beyonce did that. I love that she did that.
I like that.
I would say that's what she's given this time, personality.
I think this is the first time Beyonce has given so much, because I think she's genuinely having so much fucking fun.
Like she has in her earlier stages.
Yeah.
She's back to her earlier stages, because you know, when Beyonce got to the point where it's giving very much so, I'm on top of the world.
We it was Lemonade Era formation.
It was. You saw her on the carpet.
Just our Patti LaBelle moment.
Intricate headpieces.
Yeah. Girl, how she walked in with her dancers, girl.
Holding links. Yeah, you know, it was definitely that.
But now she's like, I'm with y'all bitches. Yeah, I'll definitely take shots at y'all.
Yeah, since we're on top of Beyonce, what's my favorite Beyonce album? I would say Beyonce.
Beyonce's your favorite
Beyonce
one,
is my favorite album, because I actually saw that live. Oh, my God. It's my shit.
Bow down, bitches. Girl.
Yeah, she ate. So, yeah, so Beyonce's my favorite album.
I love it.
I feel like that was her album when she fully threw herself.
Yeah.
No, that, but Feeling Myself was on there, wasn't it?
It was came after a thing. I'm Feeling Myself. But it came after.
It came after,
that
right?
Was after. That was not on the album.
I lived for that era.
That was amazing era, girl.
Beyonce
I love it,
girl. Very much homegirl.
How old was she? Was she my age?
No, Beyonce's like in her 30s, like early 30s.
Okay, she's 40 now, right?
Yeah, she was like 28, 29, I think.
During that...
Okay, so...
There's no... I'm 27.
No, Beyonce came out... Beyonce came out 2014.
Yeah.
She's born 81.
Yeah. Do the math, girl. I know you can't, girl. You feel like that.
33.
You did that in your head like that?
Yeah, she's 33.
Girl, you like the
Well, she's probably like 32 because the album came out earlier before her birthday. Her birthday is September. 32.
How the fuck did you do that in your head like that, girl? Girl,
Shut up.
Also, let's talk about this. What? Me and Denzel have been in this game for 10 plus years, okay? Mm-hmm. If we do not want to take a picture, please just respect that. Girl, yeah. I've gotten nasty looks. I've gotten people saying Ricky's rude. I've got one girl yelling at me, never meet your idol, because I said no. I had one guy say, what happened to you? You've changed. I'm tired, girl. I've been smiling for 10 plus years.
I only said no once, and I don't give a fuck if you think that's rude. Bitch, I'm eating. I'm about to sit here and dog I'm about to sit here and dog my chicken donut. A bitch has been at Beyonce. I have an eight, and you have the nerve to say sorry to bother you. Bitch, if you have to say sorry to bother, bitch, you're bothering me. End of story. There's nothing nice to like, I'm
it's like, girl, if Beyonce can do this and the camera comes up, why can't I? Like, why can't I?
No, asking me what I was about to bite into my sandwich is crazy, because I like to hear, like, I'm like, is this dead ass right now?
Bitch, I'm over here drunk as hell. Bitch, I'm like, please, not right now. I'm drunk. But why? You have to. I ain't got to do shit,
bitch.
Like,
you have to.
You have to. Girl, that's the thing is, I feel like people take celebrities and they take influencers. Yes, we're influencer messer and we put our lives up there online, whatever. But doesn't mean that, you know, we don't deserve respect. You know what I mean? If celebrities can do this, say no picture, you respect them, cool. If I say no pictures, I'm the bitch. Girl, come on now.
No one's entitled to do anything.
Come on, girl. Bitch be tired, girl. And I'm sorry. Y'all always post not the prettiest pictures of me, girl. I'm like...
Right.
At least Eddie, smooth my face, bitch. You looking like a goddess, girl. I'm looking like a monster. Like, come on now, girl. I cannot. You know what I'm saying?
Not the business.
It's not the business. But I love all y'all. All my London girls who I did meet and I did take a picture with. Love y'all down. Y'all are everything. My beautiful girls. Love y'all. London. My bros. My gals. Love y'all down. But yeah, girl, sometimes no is no. You know? But yeah, London was amazing. We loved her, and that's it.
Oh my God, I can't believe I wore this to Renaissance.
You did. You did.
I was like, you know, I'm going to Beyonce. What the fuck should I wear? I'm like, oh, let me just do this piece.
This is so cute, bitch. Uh-huh. You know, check my technique.
Yes, girl. I got some compliments. Girls was living for this.
Girl, I can see the background dancers wearing this.
Right.
For a moment. I could talk to the girl.
Right.
Girl, you should. Why would you do that? I think you did. There's with Denzel and his brand, there's so much that he does not want to do.
And you know what? And it's honestly, it's things.
Why?
Because you know what? You know what it is also too, and I was doing my brand. Okay, so when when I started my brand, I knew what I wanted and I know like how I wanted it to go. But when I finally get the opportunity to do like the big things, I'd be so overwhelmed. And then you know I don't have a big ass team, girl. That's what it is, girl. The girls want to shit in 24, like 40 hours. Yeah. It's fine though.
So you would actually do this. So if an artist like, I want you to create all my tour looks.
It depends the type of artist. I had like a couple of requests for Coachella and I was just like,
nah, hell no.
It's just, you know what? It's fine.
But Beyonce, you would do it. In a heartbeat, bitch. Girl, yes, girl. Hurry up. Yes,
yeah,
bitch.
But yeah.
That'd be everything. I see your future. I see you. I see your future. Girl, I see it happen for you, girl. I see you doing a whole full Noid collection for a concert, girl.
All right, so now it is time for You Said What You Said, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we always say what we said, now we want to hear what you said.
Yeah.
So we asked you guys, what was your juiciest first stories, okay? Because y'all heard our first, now we wanted to hear yours. Yeah. And this is what you guys had to say.
Mm-hmm.
First time banging my ex, she bled all over me. I was 17 at the... Too graphic.
Too damn,
girl. Next time, please, because I'm a type of bitch.
I visualize. That's all
I'm a visionary, and I have visions, and I'm definitely seeing this right now.
All right, Raven.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, first time banging my ex, she bled all over me. I was 17 at the time and had to rush back home before my mom did. All the way out, I got stuck by a wasp, sped home, covered in meow blood. Freaking the fuck out, chaotic.
Don't let me do me.
Because I feel like pussy's like
two. I hate that word, but I'm sorry, girl. I wish I had something like that, girl. I got a buzz, girl. But I love like, meow, my kitty, meow.
Yeah, meow blood. Chaotic. Well, this is definitely a chaotic situation.
All right, Miss Nelly, girl.
Oof, that's crazy.
It was me and the boy in the back seat of a Chevy with my homegirl and her man in the front seat of the Chevy. Pretty Ricky album was blast on the radio. I couldn't walk for a week. Bitch, is so me.
That's so you.
That's so North Carolina down, bitch. You not going to walk Chevy, for a week. Bitch, playing Pretty Ricky, bitch. That's
so... What happened to you when your legs be shaking?
Huh? Yes, bitch. I just going to happen to me
that's
once,
weird.
Girl.
I would get freaked out.
If it hit that spot, girl, your legs shake, bitch.
Yes!
Shake, girl. Spasms. I never felt like that, girl. I literally was shaking, girl, and I just went dark for a second, girl. I said, damn, bitch. It was like that, girl. That was like my first, like, real big orgasm, girl. Girl, an orgasm can take you anywhere, bitch. That took me out of this world, girl. Fuck. Damn. Yes, girl. Is that and when I had this homeboy in Paris, girl, who found me?
Oh, you shaking with him too?
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. I'm so happy you didn't wake up. If you would have saw the scene, girl, you would have thrown up.
For real?
You would have thrown. I took her. That shit was delicious, girl.
Okay. This is from Bailey. The first time I had sex, me and my girlfriend, WLW.
Is that any women and women?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cute. The first time I had sex, me and my girlfriend were dating for about 6-7, and we were on a mall rooftop. We started kissing. Basically, she asked a question. I said, yeah. Came twice, LOL. Oh, that's cute for you.
You came...
She came twice.
She came twice from kissing?
She wanted a taste of the box.
Oh. A taste of the litter.
Well, anyways, I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is...
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Bye. Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.